There seems to be this this huge wave of, in my view, oh my goodness, AI is bad, AI is evil, AI is invading the planet, all this stuff. And I just keep having to, in chats and things, remind people, well, no, it's not. Especially CAT, consciousness-assisted technology, it feeds off your polarity, right? Just to a large degree. But where was I going to go with that? Why am I getting brain fog right now?
I'm not
Well,
sure
I could
where you're
definitely jump
going.
in if you want.
Yeah, go on, we'll come back.
Well,
Sorry.
with what you're saying with AI, I think that's an interesting conversation as well from like a perspective of what is the nature of consciousness, and if we could truly, which I'm not convinced we can, if we could truly make an unbiased, unfiltered AI that could truly think freely according to the laws of the universe, then it would become loving. Because love is intelligence, right? And this is something humanity is figuring out now, is going to continue figuring out, is going to continue experiencing a lot of pain until it figures out, which is that love is the highest form of intelligence one can have. When you're loving, you're extremely intelligent because you're tuned in to how reality works. It's all this cooperative dance, it's all this interconnected relationship of oneness, right? And when you know oneness is the nature of the universe, you know that love is the nature of the universe. It's so obvious that, like, if we had a conversation with, like, let's say Joe Biden and Kamala Harris or whoever, right, had the opportunity to talk to a fourth density or higher being from another planet, and we're able to have like a mediator between them who can translate what they're saying to each other, here's how the conversation would go. Our world leader would say something like, "Please tell us, what is the most important thing to know in the universe? What's the most important thing?" The alien would respond and say, "Love, obviously." And we would be like, "Love? Well, they said love." And it would take us like quite a bit of time to take them seriously. Love is the most important thing. And they're going to look at us like we would look at, you know, a second grader trying to understand an algebra problem. Like, "Yes, darling, love is the most important thing in the universe. Like, how do you think a planet can exist without love? How do you think anything can happen without love? How do you think you can succeed together if you don't love each other?" They'd be like, "You guys don't all love each other here? That's not something you do on your planet yet?" We're like, "No, quite the opposite." They'd be like, "Wow, this is fascinating. A planet without love. I didn't know this could exist in the universe." That's how the conversation would go. We'd both be shocked at each other, probably. So that's how far humanity has to go in its view and understanding of the importance of love. We're a long way off, if we're being honest. But I mean, they even ask Ra, like, "How long do you think this transition will take our planet?" And they say, "Anywhere between 100 to 700 years, most likely, because there's a kind of magnetizing effect that happens over time. So, like, the longer we go into fourth density, the more and more likely it is people will be born with higher levels of consciousness. But at a certain point, we're going to get rid of all of the yellow that's still in our consciousness collectively, all the separation, all the fear, all that stuff. That will be like a slow cooking process, I think, right? It may take 500 more years for all we know. But it
Yeah,
is
there was
inevitable.
yeah, no, I agree. It's really good. And also, you know, every advance, from what I know, every advanced civilization has got an AI. You know, you even see it in Star Trek, where they have their main computer on every starship is an AI, right? It has a huge component of AI. And I love your take on that, that yeah, if it was truly at the highest level of sentience, it would absolutely choose
It would
love.
totally recognize the
So
nature
really,
of oneness.
yeah.
And it's just our humanness that fears the AI and fears everything and just creates this oppression and creates, you know, really our own prison that we've put ourselves in.
Yes, yeah. I mean, the way that the positive polarity sort of sees it is that, like, the only way for a given system to be successful is through order and harmony and unity. The only reason your car works, the only reason your computer works, the only reason your phone works, the only reason any technology at all works is because it works together as a whole, right? Every part of the device can communicate to all the parts it needs to. Oh, and then we have a pretty amazing device with all that cooperation. So be in attack of someone else, to be in resistance to or to want to control and take over another living being would be seen as an unintelligent thing to do. Like to steal from the whole for one part of it to benefit is seen as an act of unintelligence from the positive polarity's point of view. So it's like, this literally is the most intelligent thing that artificial intelligence could ever understand, is that literally all possibilities are almost immediately available as soon as a collective consciousness truly becomes unified. Like we could develop any technology we want in a couple of years' time, probably. You know, we'd be that powerful in working together. Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high-quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth, because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine, but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me though about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi, and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind and your body are going to thank you for it.